This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Behind me, you have over 200 martyrs that are represented by their families. 200 martyrs whose stories were never told in the mainstream media. Posters that you have not seen on the light poles here in Washington, D.C., or in New York, or in Chicago, or in Dallas. And all of us represent now over 36,000 people that have either been martyred or that are under the rubble. And I want you to appreciate that in this country, this isn't our first protest. We have taken to the streets in the name of one victim of state violence for months at a time. If we were to take to the streets for every single casualty and every single person that is under the rubble for the last 3 months, it would take us 100 years to honor each and every single one of those victims. And if we were to collectively take to the streets for the rest of our lives, for just one of the people on these posters, for just one wa'ala dahduh, it would be worth it. They ask us where our Nelson Mandelas are. We say that our Mandela is suing you criminals at The Hague right now for genocide. We say that our Mandelas are the children that have resisted over 7 decades of occupation standing in front of Israeli tanks. We say that our Mandelas are the Wa'ala Dahdurs and the Mu'tazas of the world who continue to hold up cameras to your genocide unintimidated. We say that our Mandelas are the Rachel Corys of the world, are the allies of Palestine, that despite all of the Israeli propaganda over these years, have never relented in standing by our side and saying that we will not go home until every Palestinian can go home. Dear brothers and sisters, I wonder what Desmond Tutu, who went to Palestine and recognized apartheid and said this is even worse than what we experienced in South Africa, and who particularly bemoaned watching ambulances blocked by checkpoints and apartheid walls, I wonder what he would say watching this genocidal government bomb hospitals and ambulances today. I want to capture not just the cruelty of the moment. I want to capture the insanity of the moment. How low is the threshold? How low the barometer? That calling for a ceasefire is too much for some politicians and media commentators and people who claim to be for human rights with the backdrop of 10,000 murdered children. How low is the threshold of morality? And so we say that if with the backdrop of genocide, you have still not found it in your moral conscience to call for a ceasefire, you are heartless. And we say that if with the backdrop of the occupation and apartheid that enabled the genocide in the first place, you still have not called for the end of the decades-long atrocities against our people, you are shameless. And if you have failed to see our humanity, we have not failed to see your hypocrisy. And you've made it clear that shipping lanes in Yemen are more important to you than our lives. And you've made it clear that you want our votes without hearing our voices. But we're going to make you hear our voice today on behalf of all of these families and all of the martyrs and all of those that are still standing strong. Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., we charge you with genocide. 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 Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.